Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District has suspended its entire police department. Texas Public Radio's Yvette Benavides reports that the decision came Friday after days of protests from families of the victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting in May, when law enforcement waited more than an hour to confront the gunman.
Brett and Nikki Cross lost their nephew Uzziah Garcia in the shooting. They're his guardians and consider him a son. They led the protests outside the district's administrative office. Nikki Cross, when she heard the news.
That means our demands have been met here, of course, about suspending. So all police.
Yeah, there is no police force.
Well, we have plenty of DPS, plenty of city cops, plenty of sheriffs.
The district has requested the Texas Department of Public Safety provide additional troopers during the suspension. The victims' families plan to continue their protest Monday at the Uvalde School Board meeting, where Superintendent Hal Harrell is expected to announce his retirement. I'm Yvette Benavides in Uvalde.
The U.S. Commerce Department has implemented a broad ban on selling certain types of advanced semiconductor chips and technology to China. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, this new export ban on the kinds of chips used in machine learning or graphics processing is aimed at halting China's progress in artificial intelligence.
The new U.S. export bans are broadly written to prevent the sale to China of any technology, software, or machinery that can be used to make what are called graphic processing units, a type of semiconductor chip used in artificial intelligence applications. The idea is to preserve U.S. dominance in this area of semiconductors and computing, though China has been investing heavily in becoming self-reliant in semiconductors. The U.S. export ban employs the same legal tool used to cripple Huawei, the Chinese telecom firm that has been cut off from some of the U.S. designed and made electronic components crucial to its phones. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Federal officials say as many as 15 million people have now gotten one of the new Omicron COVID-19 boosters. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The White House COVID-19 response coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, says between 13 and 15 million people have rolled up their sleeves since Labor Day to get one of the new bivalent boosters. About half of them are older people who are at greatest risk from COVID.
We need to continue and up that pace as we get into October. We think it's a really smart idea for people to get their flu shot and their COVID vaccine at the same time. It's what I did.
More than 200 million people are eligible for the boosters, which officials hope will help shore up people's waning immunity and protect people against another possible fall and winter surge. Rob Stein, NPR News.
U.S. employers slowed their hiring in September, but still added 263,000 jobs. That's according to figures released on Friday by the Labor Department. Economists say the drop was not enough to slow the Federal Reserve from yet again increasing interest rates when they meet later this year. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, fell to 3.5%. This is NPR News. The British government says it will open nearly 90 new areas of the North Sea off England's east coast to oil and gas exploration. It's an abrupt policy change driven in part by concerns about energy security. Willem Marx reports.
Up to 100 different licenses will be available for businesses looking to explore and then extract oil and gas. The move counters widely accepted climate science that fossil fuel projects should be abandoned or reduced rather than introduced and expanded. The UK government's own climate science advisor said earlier this year that the best solution to high consumer energy prices was to end fossil fuel use. But the British business minister, Jacob Rees-Mogg, said the proposals will secure UK energy supplies and help create new employment. Supporters say fossil fuel projects nearer to the UK will create fewer emissions thanks to reduced transportation. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
Drought and extreme heat have severely damaged much of the cotton crop in the U.S. In Texas, forecasters and agricultural economists say farmers could abandon almost 70% of the cotton they planted in the spring. That would make it the worst harvest there in more than a decade. The U.S. produces about 35% of the world's cotton crop. The Georgia prosecutor, investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and others tried to interfere illegally with the 2020 election, is seeking to compel testimony from more Trump allies. Among them are former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis filed petitions on Friday seeking to have the two men, as well as others, testify next month before a special grand jury. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.